Let's take a different approach to Wednesday, January 15th, halfway through the first month of 2014. What do we have to show for this new year on this Good Day program? Jennifer Horn is here to help us try to understand what's going on in the world, some of the things that you need to know. She'll have them for you. Ken Kessler is here monitoring social media. Likewise with him, things that you need to know that other people are thinking, you'll hear from him. The shooting at the New Mexico middle school, 4 people injured, a gunman. A gunman? Gunman was a 14-year-old boy. Hmm. Right?
Still a gunman, even at 14.
A gun kid.
Yep.
A gun kid. 12. Excuse me, he's 12 years old. Thank you, Michael. A gun kid opens fire at a middle school. And 3 or 4 people are hurt. Where does this child get a sawed-off shotgun? The boy was angry at another boy, and that was there was a 14-year-old boy that was hurt and a 13-year-old girl, critical condition.
Well, that solves all problems. When you're angry at someone, just shoot them. That seems to be the new law of the land.
That's where it is. You look at this idiot in Tampa, the police captain, who shoots for no reason, a 42-year-old man, father, husband.
No, there was a reason. He was annoyed.
Oh, okay.
Does that make it right? No, but there was a reason. He was annoyed by this guy.
Okay, so most everybody knows those stories at this point. There's nothing really new to add to them. There's speculation, there's postulation, there's gesticulation. So let's try something different, shall mm-hmm. we? Let's take a look at DougStephan.com. The story of how a woman posted things she was grateful for on Facebook for a year.
Mm-hmm.
She's done that. I asked Kenny to do that on my behalf, our behalf. I wonder, Jennifer, on your Facebook page, if you do the same thing. Kenny can do the same thing if he wants to. I certainly want to, at least in one fleeting moment of every day, tell you what I am grateful for. And if that goes viral, if it is shared with people, so be it. That's the whole idea. There is a lot of material around today. If you look for it, if you try to find it, it will far outweigh the stories that people will be today. It'll be all over the place. You'll be confronting, that's the right word, these two stories, and then there are others, I'm sure, all kinds of stuff around. You can find the bad stuff if you want to. And I'm so damn sick of watching. The only reason I turned the news on last night is because there was a fire in my neighborhood.
Yeah, lots of fires.
There were fires. I drove down into the canyon. I live in what is called Santa Monica Canyon, which is right next to Pacific Palisades. And I live just a stone's throw off of the Pacific Coast Highway. So I'm coming down yesterday afternoon. It was about 4 o'clock. And I can't move. I can't get anywhere. When you come down off of, I think you know where I'm talking about. Kenny doesn't know this area, but Jennifer sort of knows where I am. You come down around, there's this sort of, we're on at the bottom of a hill. That's why they call it the canyon. Santa Monica sits on a perch, and there's a winding road that goes down that leads to the Pacific Coast Highway. So that's how you get to the area that I'm talking about. Go right by my house, and I'm coming down the road into the canyon. And I'm moving 4 feet every 2 minutes. The traffic is completely stopped. Well, my road is a funnel out on the Pacific Coast Highway. So I'm looking over as I come around, because it's kind of like going into Shangri-La here. Mm-hmm. You turn, you make a couple of turns, and you can see the ocean, and you see this big perch, if you will. Larry David lives up there, and his house was right around the corner from where this fire was taking place. And I can see this from the back of my house, but I didn't ever get to my house because I'm looking and then I'm seeing the traffic is stalled going in every direction. And there's this white and brown billowing smoke pouring, and I'm thinking, my friend George Giz, who's the real estate guy, has a house up on the hill. And I'm looking over there and I'm thinking, man, this is his house or it's right next to it. Because that's right on the sort of, there's a road called Amalfi. And that leads back up into another area where there's lots of really nice homes. Anyway, so I'm seeing all this smoke and this helicopter flying around. I'm on the phone with Meredith and you can't hear anything. It's just, you know, the helicopters. And so the point of the story isn't so much that there's a fire, but how the news media handled it. You would think that Los Angeles had burned to the ground last
night. There were quite a few fires yesterday, though. For those of you that haven't heard, we have a condition here called the Santa Ana winds, and they're right. Very strong, dry winds, and Southern California has not gotten nearly enough rain, so
right,
everything's
dry here.
Very dry.
It's beautiful. The weather's absolutely gorgeous.
It is, yeah. But it's drier than it's been, dry. I think, since 1800 and something. I don't know. It's just very, very dry. You can feel like your skin is dry. It's like, ugh.
Well, you know what you can put on. You can put Genucel on your skin.
Really? I hadn't heard about Genucel. Tell me about it. But no, my power, I was telling Michael and Ken, it sounds like there's a team of football players trying to get inside the house for me today. It's just wham, wham, wham on the door all morning long. So.
Because the wind is blowing things
around.
It
is. The lights flickered a couple of times on me. It's just, it's really blowing up here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, so at any rate, the reason I told you the story is because the fires weren't the biggest story, but yet they were made out to be, as Jennifer's suggesting, fires over on her side of the hill, on my side of the hill, and so everybody's afraid. Oh, my house is going to burn down. Actually, the fire department did a pretty good job. They put the fire out pretty quickly, and no houses were affected at all. Were they in danger?
L.A. Fire
Maybe.
Does a really, really good job of protecting dwellings.
But the way the roads work here, once there's something like this,
you can't move.
Can't move.
No.
You're
too many
done.
People, and once they start slowing things down, you're done.
I try to go to bed around 7 o'clock local time. And
me too. How cute is that? Didn't work for me, but, you know.
Yeah. The essence of what I'm listening to this traffic is my house is on it's a pretty busy road, and the radios in the cars up is loud.
Yeah, because people are bored, so people are, you know.
So should I have taken my gun out and shot a few people because they were annoying me?
No.
Maybe not. Anyway, you get the gist of it.
I actually heard someone, just as a side note for Southern California, I heard about someone who was stuck in that same traffic from a fire of some kind. I don't know if it could have been yours, for all I know. But she said she looked into the car next to her, and there was a guy playing the air drums, except he actually had drumsticks. He actually had, like, real drumsticks. Uh-huh. And he's sitting in his car on the freeway playing the drums because he can't go anywhere. He's just stuck.
Yeah. Well, that's more fun than not. But yep. Anyway, so the theme of the program today, and maybe every day moving forward, we're interested in trying to present to you what's going on in the world, things that you may want to think more about. Can you think about something in the last 24 hours for which you were grateful? Something has to have happened in your life that was good and for which you can give thanks. If that is the case and you have a Facebook page or you want to go on Twitter or somehow or other you want to communicate, maybe you just pick up the phone or you call somebody that is the annotated party here and you say, you know what, I was really happy for something you did yesterday for me. Thank you. That's all. If you got enough of that energy going around, then it's going to supersede, maybe is the better word, all of this other stuff that we find ourselves confronting every single day that just pulls us down further and further and further away from being all that we are that we have in our potential. What is it called? Potentiality. So, anyway, I hope you'll look at that Facebook story, the posting, and do something that sort of follows in that suit, if you will. And now, as long as I'm talking, Jennifer talking about her face, why not spend a moment or two to introduce you to Genucel, if you haven't heard me talking about it. A quick look in the mirror this morning shows bags under your eyes, sadly, for many of you anyway. But would you simply like to get rid of them? You can simply get rid of the bags, the puffiness under your eyes, by using Genucel, which has been created out of stem cell therapy by the folks at Chamonix to take care of the bags, those very bags under your eyes, the puffiness under your eyes. You will feel the bags firm up. Your skin will be aglow. This product will help you reduce puffiness immediately. And in a couple of weeks, man, oh, man, you won't recognize even who you're looking at. I have stacks of satisfied customers who send these email comments to me. I'm happy to pass them along to you. But the best proof is in the pudding, and the best proof is you're using this product, and you'll see a difference, a great difference. Instant effects for those of you who want instant gratifications, or within the first 12 hours, certainly. Guaranteed. Or your money back. GenuCell. Call 800-543-9262. 800-543-9262 for a new, younger, and wrinkle-free face. Yes, that's what I said. A new, younger, wrinkle-free face. When you call 800-543-9262 to order GenuCell, tell them you're listening to Doug Steffen. They'll send you a jar of Esotique wrinkle treatment absolutely free. You'll be amazed how your face looks. 800-543-9262. Aren't you, while you're thinking about it, do something right now. Call that number. 800-543-9262.
We made Tylenol Cold to help keep you going this winter.
Snowy!
You made them bundle up. We relieved your congestion.
Yeah!
You challenged them to a snowball fight. We took away your cough. You take them on a sleigh ride to remember. Tylenol Cold helps relieve even your worst cold and flu symptoms. But for everything we do... We know you do so much more. Tylenol Cold uses directed.
Whenever I need to get work done remotely, it happens.
Office Max has a full range of tablets, so you can be productive from anywhere.
See? Now, about this presentation I need to send.
Office Max has a services center to do all your printing, binding, and shipping.
This is crazy. I think I need to sit down.
Office Max has the new WorkPro chairs that are designed to last.
Wow.
If you need it for your business, you'll find it at Office Max, all at great prices. Restrictions apply. See storeofficemax.com for details.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers, or visit us at Exergen.com.
Hi, friends. Doug Steffen here with today's Mom Knows Best Cold Season Tip, brought to you by our friends at Exergen. It's the holiday season, and you know what that means. Family get-togethers, lots of parties, lots of germs. We always tell our children to cover your mouth when you cough, but the trick is not to do it with your hands. Make sure to teach them to cough into their sleeve so the germs are less likely to get passed on to the next person.
I had crunchy Velveeta breakfast biscuits this morning. Then what did I do? Did a sit-up, did my makeup, late to train. So I stood up, made a guy think I was into sports. Sports! Had a meeting where we met, then a meeting after that. Took a break and then we had another meeting.
That didn't rhyme.
Yeah, sorry. Those meetings left my brain a bit blurred.
Crunchy Velveeta breakfast biscuits are made with delicious ingredients and carefully baked to release steady energy all morning long. Velveeta.
Morning win.
All right, Brian is in Winston, Oregon. Hi, Brian. Good morning.
Good morning, Doug. I wanted to send some thanks to you guys because I won a swell prize.
Good for you.
On answering the question for the movie.
Yeah.
However, that was back in June 24th last year.
Yeah. I know where this is going, Brian.
But the good news is I'm without a car up here, and I have walk to get my mail.
Right. So you're walking back and forth, and you're losing weight, waiting for the prize. Perfect. Perfect.
Oh,
perfect.
Brian, we'll send you something else.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Tell was number one during this week in 1974.
I don't know about you, but every time I played Show and Tell, it wasn't about romance.
Really? You're hanging around with a lot of people. Our thought for the day today comes from Viktor Frankl, who said, "The last of the human freedoms is to choose one's attitudes." Amen to that, brother. 24 after the hour, Doug Steffen's Good Day program. All right, so let's see if we can enhance your attitude by some of the memorable performances last night. Late night comedy, the hosts with their fun, starting with Conan O'Brien, in fact.
Chris Christie still mired in controversy? It's a big story. Moving on. No, he is. This is things get worse for him. Political analysts say there's no getting around the fact that Chris Christie is a bully. As they said today, yeah. Then again, when you think about it, there's no getting around Chris Christie, period. He's a large fellow, I like to say. Now, today was a big day for him. Today, New Jersey Governor Chris Christie gave his State of the State address. Yeah. Christie started the speech by saying, "Sorry I'm late, but I can't control the traffic."
I thought this was kind of cool. Last week in Miami, Beyonce crashed a karaoke bar and started singing one of her own songs. That was kind of cool. Not to be outdone, Britney Spears crashed the same bar and lip-synced one of her own songs.
Well, show business gossip. According to Radar Online, Madonna is now dating a man half her age. Imagine that. The guy's 40.
Wow. Now, we have here in New York City, Bill de Blasio.
Yes. Yeah.
And he's, yes. Well, I don't need to tell you, he was elected by a landslide. But freakishly tall. I mean, crazy tall, this guy.
That's a change for us.
Yeah, yeah. So we're having trouble adjusting to the new, it's sequoia-like.
Mm.
So somebody had a picture of him eating pizza with a knife and a fork, and they thought, whoa, big deal. Big deal. He's eating pizza with a knife
right,
and a fork.
Right.
Big deal.
Yeah.
And a lot of people don't, like Governor of New Jersey. He doesn't eat pizza with a knife and fork.
No, I don't.
Chris Christie is determined to do his job as governor. Just today, he proposed a longer school day for children in his state. In fairness, kids in New Jersey probably need a longer day since their buses spend 3 hours stuck in a bridge. So they get to school and get home. Some more political news. A new report found that more than half of the people who have signed up for Obamacare are older than 45, which is no big deal until you find out they were 25 when they first tried to log on to this website.
All right. So conversation on The View yesterday. went down a road that, I'm back to thinking about what's important and what isn't, and how we've made people like Kanye West and Justin Bieber and these other morons.
Big stars. Right.
So Kanye West apparently punched somebody who called Kim Kardashian, who is his to-be wife, right, mother of his child, a slut.
Yeah.
And an N-word
and an N-word lover. Right.
Right. Yeah.
That was the big one.
So, and Kanye has pigmentation in his skin, so he was, how's that? That's pretty tactful, right?
It was very tactful.
He was offended. And so he punched this guy.
The funny, not funny, but the ironic thing is that he wasn't even there. She called him on the cell phone to tell him, and then he showed up and punched the guy.
Oh, I didn't hear that part of it.
Yeah.
Where was this?
At a chiropractor's office in Los Angeles.
Really? Oh, I did see that, right? Yeah, as a matter of fact, it was up here on Montana.
Mm-hmm.
If I'm not mistaken. You're like around the corner. Everything seems to be happening. The world is coming to me, folks.
Apparently.
It's all around, and it's all about me. Isn't that swell? No, I'm being facetious, obviously, but it is these people with, this is where the values come from. Kanye West punched somebody, he goes, his wife was called. What would you do? I suppose maybe the same thing might happen if.
Welcome to your Both Sides Minute. Today with Bob Schrum and Rich Lowry. Coming right up, has Chris Christie survived what's called Bridgegate?
Welcome back to Science Today. And we already have our next caller. Welcome. Who's this?
Hi, I'm Philip.
Hello, Philip. You sound really young.
Not really. I'm 9.
Oh, wow. You're still in elementary school, right?
Does that matter?
Oh, no, not at all. What's your question?
Well, I know the molecular formula for water is H2O. I also know that hydrocarbon is CH3CH250CH3. Glucose is C6H12O6. The general formula for an alkene is CnH2n+2. But what I can't seem to find is any scientific formula for Bob.
Bob?
My goldfish.
Are you ready for kids who eat healthy? Good nutrition can lead to great things. To find out how a healthy lifestyle can help your child succeed, go to mypyramid.gov. A public service announcement brought to you by the Ad Council and USDA.
Welcome back. Here's today's Both Sides question for Lowry and Schrum. After emails leaked showing that his aides had intentionally politically retaliated, Chris Christie apologized. Has he escaped political damage?
I think it remains to be seen. I mean, the scandal has so much resonance for a couple of reasons. One, everyone understands traffic. Two, everyone understands just the petty vindictiveness in those emails and those texts. All that said, I thought Christie's performance at the press conference was blunt, plain-spoken, and honest.
I couldn't agree more. Talk about making chicken salad out of you-know-what. what he did today wasn't just effective. For me, watching it was a kind of tour de force. He's been compared to Nixon in the last several days. This was a decidedly un-Nixonian performance.
Unpredictable, controversial, but always entertaining. The new home of Man Cow is GCN.
Would you like being an insider? Would you like getting exclusive access to prizes and better deals? Would you like some help in making sure you and your loved ones are prepared for the next disaster or emergency? If you answered yes to any of these, here's your simple solution. Join Freeze-Dry Guy's Survival Insider Club. Not only is your membership free, you get $10 in survival bucks just for signing up. Then you save at least 10% on purchases, plus enjoy insider access to specials, prizes, and other exclusive offers. Since 1970, veteran-owned Freeze-Dry Guy has been your trusted source for long-lasting, easy-to-make freeze-dried food and dehydrated food, perfect for emergency preparedness, RV travel, and outdoor needs from camping to sailing. Enjoy life as a survival insider. Call Freeze-Dry Guy now at 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95, on sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. $20. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
If you're a baby boomer or senior, please listen closely to this important message. Politicians in Washington are quietly plotting to decrease your Social Security payments drastically, and they want to do it soon. In fact, despite rising prices at the gas pump, grocery store, and doctor's office, retirees have received a mere 1.3% annual increase to their Social Security checks. Meanwhile, food stamp recipients have seen their payouts increase over 30% under the Obama administration. That's shocking. So when we stumbled upon a weird trick that could add up to $1,000 to your monthly Social Security checks, we knew we had to share it with you. To get started, simply go to MyBenefits311.com. Yes, it's true. You can take simple steps that could add up to $1,000 to your monthly Social Security payouts. Newsmax says MyBenefits311.com is a critical resource for anyone over 50. Go to MyBenefits311.com now. That's MyBenefits311.com.
Despite what the news reporters might tell you and what people are conversing about, here's a shocking story. In a poll of GOP governors around the country, most back Chris Christie. That's pretty shocking to hear that, right?
Yeah, because they could be next.
Yeah.
Right. And whatever is
everybody's
going on.
Got something.
Yeah. All right, so we're the essence of the news today, the two shootings and people talking about that. My two pet peeves sort of in the running for being on the top of the heap, flu vaccine shots and the NFL or football injuries, concussions, et cetera, You may or may not have heard that a federal judge yesterday denied a motion to approve the $765 million settlement between the NFL and the 4,000 former players who have suffered with cognitive impairment. You've heard that story, right? Nowhere near enough money, she says. Her name is Anita Brody. That's the judge's name. She questioned whether the proposed compensation fund would be able to cover benefits for all of the retired NFL players who might have a problem, because it isn't known at this point, in time, how many current players may develop conditions that make them eligible for a payout. So the settlement was reached last August, but some of the players challenged it, as well they might have, and so here's the situation at the moment. How does that sort of fly in the face of all the excitement building up for Super Bowl, whatever it is? What is this, 39 or something? What number of Super Bowl are we going to have played next month? Anybody know what the number is?
Michael will know.
Is it 48?
48,
yeah, I think it's more than 30.
Super Bowl 48. All right, so in league or in consideration of that, how do you, those of you who support your sons playing football and sons and daughters playing sports that are really rough, I'm not one of these people who suggests that we ought to be sterilizing our environment. Matter of fact, you hear me say often there ought to be no sterilization in terms of your immune system and how you deal with the germs and the bugs, the bacteria, all the things that are around that could make you sick. Build up your immune system, you'll be stronger and better for it. And people say, well, if that's the case, then why are you, if that's, you want people to be healthy, they play football, get healthy and strong.
You know, it made me uncomfortable because
what made you uncomfortable?
Watching the Broncos and the Chargers game on Sunday and seeing how many, I mean, the Chargers were just falling. I mean, they were just falling like flies.
So why'd you watch the game?
Well, because I'm a Bronco fan. My mom's a Bronco fan. So, you know, she had it on. She was over. We were watching it. I was kind of napping. But I was uncomfortable because in parts where I was awake, which were about 5 minutes, there were a lot of people leaving the field for various injuries. And one of them, Manti Te'o, who's been in the news for having the fake girlfriend and everything, he had a concussion. These people just get them. I mean, it's like every game there's something. It's just such a hard-hitting sport. You have people headbutting each other. And you know what? I think if you, and Fred Dreyer, who is a former football player and a friend of mine, says if you retrain these people how to play the game, you can still have a perfectly exciting game without people headbutting each other and going for the helmet and the head instead of the body. They should be going for the body in football instead of the head. It's all about protecting your moneymaker there, you know?
When I was at your home, your father's home for his birthday, and Fred was there and he and I got to know each other, we found ourselves commiserating and agreeing on pretty much everything we talked about. And I said to him, if he gets himself up early enough, I'm happy to have him on the program. I'd love to discuss it. Who has more expertise than a former NFL star?
Mm-hmm.
And he is.
And this is a big deal for him because he was involved with the lawsuit as well.
Yeah. So why wouldn't I have that conversation and listen to him? And why wouldn't you as well listen to him? There are ways. I'm not suggesting the reason that I am so negative about it is because nobody's come up other than Dreyer that I know of with a really smart solution to the problem. People keep doing what they've done. What is the definition of insanity? When you keep doing the same thing over and over and over again and you expect to have different results, It is not going to happen. The helmets will not protect the professional players, the college players, the high school players, the younger players. It is not going to happen.
And I guarantee you, if Manti Te'o and the Chargers had won that game against the Broncos, he would have been out playing again this Sunday.
Yeah.
After having that concussion and getting knocked out.
Mm-hmm. Well, anyway.
And that's the thing, because, and this is a man thing.
Yeah.
Well, I'm on my toot here. This is a man thing, because it's like, you know, if you can't get up and wipe the dirt, you know, wipe the dust off and keep playing, you're a sissy. It really.
Well, I don't think all men are in that position. I don't think all men are.
I don't think all men are either, anymore. But it is a man thing.
Yeah, it is. You're right. It is a weak man thing. It is a man thing for those who don't have a life or can't find themselves involved or invested in something else. This is their escape from their own reality. And it's nonsense. It is. It's nonsense. So you continue to watch. This is another way of seeing our country sort of melt. The interest in these sorts of things that are so violent. And we get, it's like the gladiators. All right, you want to go back into, remember the Spartacus movie, or the movie Gladiator, or any of those other books, movies, stories about the violence. The human condition seems to be, in our history, that the number one legacy we leave from generation to generation is how violent we are. And you don't have to, you know, go to the football game, or you look at the shooting in the New Mexico middle school, or the shooting in the movie theater in Tampa, or how many other stories, the Al-Qaeda shoot 'em up in Fallujah, the Syrian violence yesterday. Who's doing what to whom? And it just goes, and we celebrate it, in a sense. The excitement that all of us yesterday felt with the announcement that 24 was in production and the first show will be on in May.
Mm-hmm.
24 is probably one of the most violent television shows. And I'm telling you, I'm a hypocrite, because I think it's a great television program. It is in many ways. Well, how do you define a great television program? It captures your interest, and you want to go back and watch it week after week after week. So how is there, this is my demonstration of how you can be in touch with your feminine side and your masculine side. How is it that my two favorite television programs are 24 and The Good Wife? How is it that that can happen? How many men do you know who like to watch The Good Wife, Jennifer?
I don't know many.
Right.
I don't even watch The Good Wife.
Kenny, do you like The Good Wife?
Never seen a single episode.
Never seen it. Okay. All right. Well, so there you go.
24, though, you're okay.
24
is kind of redeem your man card there.
I am?
Yeah, 24 is a great family show.
Why does it mean that it's because I like, it's the characters, it's the story. I don't know what it is about that show.
There's a hidden secret here. Men love soap operas. Why do you think a lot of men like wrestling? It's not for the wrestling. It's because there's storylines. Wrestling is a soap opera for men. And it's the same thing. Men like that. It's okay.
What? Because men are homophobes or they're homo... They're,
no, men like soap operas just as much as
women. Wait a minute. No, hold on. Just a second, though. Let's go back for that just for a minute.
Oh, yes. Go ahead.
The men who are most interested in watching other men barely clothed wrestling with each other, what does that tell you about that man and where his values are?
That
what is he like?
Awesome.
Oh, really?
Wrestling's awesome.
Yeah, but for you it is. Watching, it's healthy for you. Well, let's just take this guideline. I'm talking about conventional American wisdom at the moment. Values men in tight outfits who go out and whack each other around on a football field every Sunday. Mm-hmm. Or guys on Monday night who climb into a ring who have barely any clothing on at all. And they wrestle, they throw each other around, they're big, they're muscular, they're hulks.
They're sweaty and oily.
Men like watching that. Does that mean...
They
that
like watching wrestling for a storyline.
A homosexual...
No.
...reality in our world?
I don't think that's a homosexual
thing.
See, if
men were there to watch, what's-her-face, Phoenix, and the others that are up there wrestling, that's something that would seem to be healthy in most people's minds. It's healthy for men to be excited about watching women wrestle. Yeah, I think it's very exciting. Very good.
See, and I don't think so because I'm into gender roles, I guess, and I think watching
women
wrestle.
You want to watch the men wrestle. Well, but you see, that's it. You want to watch men wrestle.
The only reason is I don't like to watch women fight because I think that it's classless.
Yeah, it is classless. You're right. But it's...
and women fight dirty.
Yeah, yeah, women are way worse than men. Men have, like, some sort of...
Why do you think all the guys shave their hair now so the other guys won't pull their hair?
I know. So that's where women go first. You pull out my weave!
All right, by the way, speaking of that, here's something to think about. Here's a consideration.
Yes.
Story today at DougStephan.com about a Florida counselor who has stirred up a controversy after he... picked up a pair of hair clippers and shaved a student's head. School officials at this middle school say 11-year-old Danny Valdez had a haircut that was too distracting. It was gang-related, so he was placed on in-school suspension, and the guidance counselor got a pair of clippers. The guidance counselor apparently went into his stepfather's barbershop, and he grabbed the clippers.
Good. And shaved it off.
Right.
Good for him.
Yeah. Well, no, I think here's what the story was. This kid went into his stepfather's. He's the one who had the barbershop, and that's how he got his hair done. Then he went to school with that hairdo, and the assistant principal called his father, his stepfather, and told him that he was not going to be able to stay in school because his haircut was violent or suggestive or whatever the hell it was. Anyway, so the counselor then shaved the student's hair with a pair of hair clippers so he could return to class. Stepfather said it was okay.
So I'm totally fine with that. You want to put gang messaging in your hair? Buzz that off. Give me a break.
All right, so it's okay with you.
Yep. No problems at all. You know, there are people on the street where I would like to stop them and just shave their
hair. Did I get the story right, Kenny?
Yeah, but the school said it was gang messages. This kid got to go to see his first Miami Heat game and over winter break. And before he went, his stepfather gave him this hairstyle, and it has words and pictures buzzed into his head. And the rest of the hair is gone. So he has Miami Heat written in it. He has the number 305.
The Miami Heat logo, yeah. Hmm.
Yeah, he has the Miami skyline on it. And this was all for his first game, and then he liked it so much he kept it and went to school with it. And they were not happy about that. So
life's rough. There are things called dress codes, kid. Get used to it.
Yeah.
Life's full of disappointments. Shave it off!
When I first saw this story, I thought the reason his hair was shaved is because he had lice in it or something.
Ew.
But that's not the case. All right, so there's a lot of food for thought today. A lot of food. 14 before the hour. Let me give you some more food for thought. A brand new year. And speaking about hair, amazing how these things flow.
Isn't that weird? Do you that on purpose?
I listen.
Synchronicity, perhaps?
Perhaps. If you're looking for stronger, healthier hair like this kid needs, if you're losing your hair, whether it's being shaved off or you're showering and it's going down the drain in the shower, there's a product called Provia, P-R-O-V-I-A, an all-natural hair thinning therapy that'll help you get your hair back. Tom in Arizona writes to me, says, quote, I've been using Provia for the last few months. The results are amazing. I've been seeing my hair grow back in, comes in thicker every day. It's absolutely wonderful. Even my wife has commented on how wonderfully healthy my hair looks and how great I look. Provia attacks the three main reasons for your hair thinning. Reactivate your aging follicles by cleaning your pores. You'll get compliments. You'll feel good about yourself. And by the way, Provia works for both men and women. A lot of women are losing their hair. So let's fix that problem. Fix the problem for everybody. Here's how you get Provia. You call 800-525-8319. Call right now for Provia, 800-525-8319. And if you order Provia today and mention Doug Steffen, you get the brand new Provia Super Concentrate, which makes this stuff work even faster. Cleanses your pores quicker, the follicles begin to grow, and your hair will look wonderfully healthy again. Call 800-525-8319. Remember, you're asking for Provia. Cleanse the scalp, get the pores open, get the follicles back. 800-525-8319.
Whenever I need to get work done remotely, it happens.
Office Max has a full range of tablets, so you can be productive from anywhere.
See? Now, about this presentation I need to send.
Office Max has a services center to do all your printing, binding, and shipping.
This is crazy. I think I need to sit down.
Office Max has the new WorkPro chairs that are designed to last.
Wow.
If you need it for your business, you'll find it at Office Max, all at great prices. Restrictions apply. See storeofficemax.com for details.
At the Sears Big Weekend event, the savings are so big, we brought in a big-time ring announcer to share.
Taking the ring with a body of steel, it's the unstoppable Kenmore Appliances. Let the knockout savings begin.
Head to the Sears Big Weekend event and get up to 30% off all Kenmore Appliances, plus up to 15% off other appliance brands.
Sears, where better happens. Kenmore savings range from 5 to 30%. Other brand savings range from 5 to 15%. Offer valid 116 through 123. Exclusion supply. See store for details.
Many New Year's resolutions focus on fitness, but working out can be irritating, making the commitment challenging. Increase your odds of achieving fitness goals irritation-free with Dove Men Plus Care and tips from fitness expert Di Manuel.
To start the year right, first conquer your Monday workouts. It can be the most irritating day of the week, but it is the first step to help keep your commitment. Next, remove demotivating factors like underarm irritation with Dove Men Plus Care antiperspirant deodorant, which has a clinically proven non-irritating formula, provides powerful 48-hour odor and wetness protection. The new Fresh Awake product has an energizing scent that's tough on sweat, not on skin.
Visit DoveMenCare.com and tell the anti-irritation experts what would make your Monday irritation-free for a chance to win great anti-irritation prizes. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Open to legal residents of the 50 United States and D.C. 18 years or older. Ends 2/9/14.
Get unheard-of deals on durable, easy-to-install floors at Lumber Liquidators Laminate and Vinyl Plank Flooring Sale. All laminate flooring is 20 to 30% off our incredible low prices. All vinyl plank is 10% off. Take it from an expert.
Vinyl plank is durable and installs in a snap. Plus, it's extremely water resistant. So come on in. We'll make sure you get the right floor for you.
Plus, get special financing. Laminate and vinyl plank flooring sale is going on now. Visit lumberliquidators.com or the flooring experts at your local store today. Financing subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payment required.
You'll be happy to know the FCC is proposing a rule that would allow individual airlines to choose whether you can make in-flight phone calls on their airline or not. They'll be able to dictate when you can talk, text, when you can surf, whether it's taking off, landing, one airport, yes, maybe another airport, no. If you're going into Branson on Southwest.
Which one in Branson?
You might want to text to the pilot which airport.
Give him direction.
That one over there, please. Land over there. 51 after.
It's
It's time for a home security quiz. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $30? Yes, it's fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. To get your fake TV for only $29.95 with free shipping, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The patriots at utopiasilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from utopiasilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit utopiasilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the patriots at utopiasilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. utopiasilver.com.
After on the Doug Steffen Good Day program, Tech Talk time for Wednesday, and we present to you as normal, Shelley Palmer here to talk with you about Amazon's focus on original content and how they're helping to grow that content. Amazon, what an amazing American story, isn't it? So we'll find out more from Shelley Palmer's perspective and then some other tech, interesting tech news that's coming up here on Good Day.
Okay, new kid, here's your company phone. I've pre-programmed it with every number you need in life. The first one's my personal number. Never call it. Ever. The second one is 1-800-GRANGER. Use it for everything else. Any problem you have, they can help. I've also loaded the Grainger app for you. You can download it for free. Tippy-tap, on the spot. Your solution is on its way. Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
It's time to get your game plan ready. Stretch those muscles and give it your all at Rite Aid this January. Come in and get up to $50 in plus-up rewards during the plus-up rewards games. Thousands of products qualify. And you have all month to shop with your Wellness Plus card and score more rewards. Up to $50 in Rite Aid store credit just for buying some of your favorite products. Start shopping today. In-store purchases with Wellness Plus card only December 29th, 2013 through January 25th, 2014. Plus-up rewards loaded to Wellness Plus card. See RiteAid.com for details.
Today on Shelley Palmer Digital Living, Amazon spent much of last year focusing on original content and is now looking to help those involved in the process of creating movies and TV. The site recently launched Amazon Story Builder, which lets you manage ideas with virtual post-it notes on a corkboard. If you've ever seen a screenwriter's workspace when they're planning a script, you have a sense of how messy and chaotic it can get. Story Builder looks to tidy up the papers strewn across your floor by digitizing the entire process. Its homepage shows all of your notes and lets you separate them into different groups, perfect for breaking down your thoughts into scenes or acts. Story Builder ties right into Amazon's Storyteller, which launched in June and lets would-be filmmakers and screenwriters translate their scripts into full storyboards with characters and dialogue. Both Story Builder and Storyteller are free to use and can be accessed by heading over to studios.amazon.com. When your next script wins Best Original Screenplay at the Oscars, don't forget to thank Amazon. Follow me on Twitter at Shelley Palmer or go to ShelleyPalmer.com to learn more about it.
For Doug Steffen's Good Day, I'm Shelley Palmer.
Whenever I need to get work done remotely, it happens.
Office Max has a full range of tablets, so you can be productive from anywhere.
See? Now, about this presentation I need to send.
Office Max has a services center to do all your printing, binding, and shipping.
This is crazy. I think I need to sit down.
Office Max has the new WorkPro chairs that are designed to last.
Wow.
If you need it for your business, you'll find it at Office Max, all at great prices. Restrictions apply. See storeofficemax.com for details.
Questions aren't always easy. They can be about tricky things like love or spelling. Those kinds of questions can mess you up. Look what they've done to the question mark. It's all twisted and weird like an exclamation point on the worst day of its life. Questions can be hard, but tax questions don't have to be, because TurboTax has turned hard tax questions into simple questions about your year. Like, did you get married? Did you move? Did you get a new job? You know the answers to questions like that, so you can do your own taxes. Intuit TurboTax. It's amazing what you're capable of.
All right, so TurboTax. This is the time of year when you can probably use the help. This part of the program brought to you by Intuit TurboTax. Amazing what you're capable of. That's really not a good sentence. It's amazing of what you are capable of. Where's Yoda when I need him? How do you fix sentences like that?
That end enough, I know.
Yeah, well, any preposition. You're not supposed to end. And then who decided? I remember as a student of English and a teacher of English that I was supposed to teach people not to end sentences with a preposition because it's awkward. It doesn't sound right. But who made that rule up under the circumstances? I suppose we could question all of these, like the difference between good and well. When Jennifer says, how are you feeling? I feel good. Really? Let me touch you. Because that's what that means. Whereas if you feel well, and I always do in my radio voice, when people ask me, people laugh about this, when people ask me how I'm doing, yesterday I went in, a fellow says, how are you doing? I said, I'm doing well, thank you. How are you? I do it in my radio voice.
Mm-hmm. Why do you do that?
Because I want people to use the correct English, but I don't know why it is the correct English. That's the problem. Food for thought here from Good Day.
Quite often, we find ourselves thinking we should have done things sooner.
I love that we took this vacation.
I know. We should have done this a long time ago.
Sooner is just better than later. And now you don't have to wait till later to own the car of your dreams, thanks to a surprisingly affordable certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz. And with exceptional 1.99% financing on select models now through February 28th, that dream is more attainable than ever. Each of our certified pre-owned vehicles undergoes an exhaustive process of analysis, inspection, and reconditioning until it meets the uncompromising standards of a Mercedes-Benz. And now, get unlimited confidence with our new unlimited mileage warranty, delivering continued assurance for up to 7 years and 3 months of Sirius XM satellite radio. Your certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz is available only at your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. At sonsoflibertyteam.com.